relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka and our very special guest host, Kurt Schlichter.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. This is America First. I am Kurt Schlichter, guest hosting here. You know me from my three-week town hall columns, where I am senior columnist. You know that I'm a noted Los Angeles trial lawyer. You know that I'm a retired United States Army colonel. You know that I am the author of several books, including the Kelly Turnbull series of conservative action novels. So if you like your novels full of action and conservatism, check out People's Republic, Indian Country, Wildfire, Collapse, and the latest, Crisis. And watch out, next month, number 6, The Split comes out. I am honored to be joined by a friend and a guy that you see all the time with Tucker Carlson. He knows his stuff, and he's got a book coming out, too. We'll talk about that. It's Ned Ryan. Ned, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, Kurt. Good to be with you.
Great to have you. I'm glad you could make the time. We were just talking in the last hour to another friend of mine, a guy named Owen Brennan, and he knows a lot about what's going on. And he works with a lot of campaigns, and he says critical race theory is pulling on par with chlamydia among American voters. I mean, it's just poison. I mean, it's getting the reception Mitt Romney would get if he cruised into CPAC. It is remarkable. How you know about campaigns? What do you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's nothing else. I'm in Loudoun County, Virginia, and obviously it's become a big deal where there's a grassroots revolt that is rising up where parents are saying to Loudoun County public schools, we didn't sign up for this. You can't teach critical race theory, 1619 Project. You know, in Loudoun County now they're using Southern Poverty Law Center as a resource, and I think there's going to be a massive backlash at the school board level. But even, I mean, if we're looking ahead to 2022, let's look at what's going on with obviously the Democrats pushing, you know, defund the police, critical race theory, all of these different things. You know, first of all, Kurt, the dynamics favor us. You know, redistricting of the 7 new seats that have been, you know, done because of the census, 5 went to red states. You know, Texas is getting 2, Florida's getting 1, North Carolina, Montana. So I think even off just redistricting alone, if you were to say across the board everybody wins seats, we could almost pick up the House just purely off redistricting. You know, but there's some other dynamics, too, that I think are working in our favor. 2019, the Republicans targeted 55 Democratic seats. Only one of those Democrats retired before the 2020 elections. But look what we did in the House seats, right? We gained – Fox News said we were going to lose 10 seats. We picked up 15, right? Well, this time around, we've targeted 41 seats, Democrat seats. 6 of them have already retired. I think we're going to see more retirements from some of these Democrats. So between redistricting and retirements – but the other thing, Kurt, that excites me, I think we got an opportunity to take out some of these puke rhinos.
Yes. Oh, you're speaking my language, year. Ned. I love it when you talk like that.
Let me explain really quick. Of the 35 idiotic Republicans that voted for this stupid January 6th commission, of those 35, 25 are sitting in R+5 or better districts. Meaning if you're in that district, you're likely to win the general. They are prime targets for primaries, so we might as well do it. Maybe we take out 20 of them, and we put in America First candidates and therefore continue to change the dynamics of the caucus inside the House.
Oh, I love where you're going with this. Now, redistricting is going to take some take care of some of them. Adam Kinzinger's new friends, the Democrats, are going to are about to eliminate his district. So well That's played, right. Adam. Good thinking. And the people of Wyoming are done with the Beltway cowgirl, Liz Cheney. I mean, she's she's going to try and get a bunch of people in so she can win a primary with like 10% of the vote because she's pulling right down there with like
this
what
is
I said.
The one thing, Kurt, that I hope that we avoid. And I've talked with Trump, and I've talked with others. We've got to make sure that it's one on one, right? Because there's four or five people that have declared against Cheney. Trump hasn't endorsed. But if we're going to be effective in these primaries in 2022. Let's make sure we're on the same page. We coalesce around one person because you're right. And I told Trump this. If we have too many people in primaries and there's plurality of the vote, you'll see some of these pukes walk right on through, win their primary, and they're such strong districts. I mean, at large in Wyoming is what, plus 25, plus 26 Democrat. You win the primary, you're going to win the general. We got to make sure she doesn't win the primary. And it's the same thing with some of these other seats as well. I saw some of these guys were in West Virginia seat, it was plus 22 that voted for the commission. Let's take that person out. Let's put in a real America First candidate. And Kurt, I always say this in a lot of my op-eds and even on TV, party is what people say it is. And the people who say what it is are those that win primaries, show up at conventions, and run for precinct chair. So let's start winning some primaries and putting in real people. You therefore change the Republican Party and its essence into America First.
Exactly. For too long, we've allowed these folks who act like it's still 2005 to continue on. You know, I mean, there's a certain rumored candidate, a former governor and Trump official, who now has a pack, a Stand for America pack, and it's like, you know, and you're just like, it's not 2005. You need to be woke. You need to understand the existential nature of the threat.
This is the other thing, and I say this and I'll say it again. We have to meet their passion of the left with our own. We're sending a bunch of careers. And the 2005, 2006 Republican mentality is to let's send some careers to D.C. who will tweak the edges and we'll talk about doing this or that. And they send in religious zealots who actually know what to do with political power. And this is the thing, Kurt. As we see more America First candidates hopefully win in 2022, they better know what to do with political power when they are given political power. Take a page from the left and realize we gave you political power for a reason, not to trim around the edges, but actually to forcefully advance our agenda.
Exactly. There's nothing more demoralizing and dispiriting than to see people you worked hard to get elected. They go in there and then they're suddenly on, Face the Nation talking about, well, you know, we need to reach across the aisle. I don't want to reach across the aisle.
No, we don't.
I don't. I want to win.
No, but here's the other thing, too, Kurt. I mean, maybe 30, 40 years ago, we could say the other major party was pretty pro-America on some levels. We could have disagreements. We're not dealing with that anymore.
No,
this is not your granddaddy's Democratic Party. This is a deeply un-American left that has eaten the Democratic Party from within, holds the real power inside of that party. They do not like America. They hate America. We do not have anything in common with them. And I'll say this. I think the only way we truly get back to normal is not by reaching across the aisle, but beating them into unconditional surrender and saying, we're not going to put up with this anymore. And we're going to have the power. We're going to use it. And we love this country. And we are going to advance an agenda that is beneficial to its people.
Look, Ned Ryan, I think, look, Donald Trump made some mistakes when he was president. I mean, he made mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. He picked personnel that were too establishment. He was impressed by generals. And he didn't fire everybody in sight. It is remarkable how it concentrates the minds of bureaucrats when people get fired. And because you don't do that, they'll disrupt things, blah, blah, blah. You can't exercise your power. That's why you were given it. Go do it.
Yeah. I mean, this is the one of the mistakes I would look at what Trump did is he didn't fully understand that he had to fill every rock star. Send them in because of the daily knife fights that take place with these career bureaucrats who, quite frankly, it is for their own job security. They want a continuation of the administrative state. And that was one of the things that it took them 3 years to figure out. He got it right in the last year, just didn't have enough time to really have that reform sink in.
Well, the advantage is, Ned Ryan, right now, no matter who gets nominated in 2024, and my thought is President Trump will probably not run again. I think it'll be DeSantis and hopefully Vice President Grinnell. Just please, God. But we now have a cadre of people who served in the administration, who saw things up close and understand how stuff worked. Trump came in with no Rolodex. I'll give this to Jeb. Besides an enormous appetite, he had an enormous Rolodex that he could call on to staff his administration. Trump had no one, or practically no one, and had to rely on the same losers who had lost all the other elections and who were behind the 16 guys Trump beat.
Yeah, no, this is the one thing, Kurt, we've got to do better in the future. The left is very sophisticated with this. First of all, they live, eat, breathe, you know, D.C. and the administrative state, all of this. But they did something called the West Exec, you know, Tony Blinken, where they had basically an administration in waiting for years. We should do the same thing so that when we take the White House back, and we will take it back, we have spent the last 3 or 4 years preparing for it, and on day one, we hit the ground running.
Excellent idea, Ned Ryan. Now, Ned, you've got we only have a few seconds left. You've got a book coming out. Tell us about where we can find it.
I do. It's called The Adversaries, A Story of Boston and Bunker Hill. It's coming out June 17th, anniversary of Bunker Hill. It is about the last 9 months leading into the Battle of Bunker Hill. Amazing story, Kurt. But
and I've read part of it, Ned Ryan. It's a terrific read. Go get it when it comes out on June 17th. This is Kurt Schlichter singing for Dr. Seb Gorka on American First. Stick around. Lots more to come.
Relief Factor. Have you tried every other form of pain relief only to fail and not find your answer? Well, try this incredible product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. It should be you. Find out today the only way you can by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call them at 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
America First, Magnificent.
We're back with America First. I'm not Dr. Seb Gorka. I don't have that booming bass voice. I'm just little old Kurt Schlichter, senior columnist at townhall.com, retired United States Army colonel, trial lawyer, author of the Kelly Turnbull series of novels. I'm also a Richard Marx super fan. Okay, I'm not. And, you know, in that Phil Collins song that was the bumper music, it's his worst song, and all his songs are terrible. It's his worst song. It's better than anything by Richard Marx. I'm just saying. And I don't even know anything about Richard Marx. I just know that he got in a Twitter fight with Rand Paul, and Rand Paul ended up getting white powder sent to him. Was there a connection? I don't know. I also know he doesn't like me very much. Not at all. But, you know, enough about spats between one-hit wonders and your glorious guest host. I've got some calls. And if you want to join the conversation, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-33-G-O-R-K-A. Mike, how are you doing? I'm sorry, Mark, excuse me, of Denver.
Yes. Okay. There was a special election on May 1st in the Fort Worth area to replace a congressman who passed away. The Democrats' share of the vote went from 44% to 37%. I think it's a good sign for the future, especially if you consider that's exactly the deduction that you would see if 25% of the Democrats' votes in the first place were fraudulent and they didn't come back and repeat themselves. In other words, it would go from 44 out of 100 to 33 out of 89.
Well, Mark, okay. Why were people in Fort Worth so eager to dump the Democrats? Now, I have my views, but we're being told that Texas is turning blue.
Yeah, I think that it's only being turned blue by fraud. There'll be, on June 1st, there'll be another special election in New Mexico. And if 25% of the Democrats' votes in November were fraudulent there, the Democrat will win by 51%, whereas in November they won by 58%. So keep your eyes open. And when people say, well, nobody said it would be this close, yes, people who think there were 25% Democratic fraudulent votes across the country.
Well, I was with Rick Grinnell in Nevada, and we did see occasions of fraud. We didn't see 25% fraud. I would tell you if I did. And thanks for the call, Mark, from Denver. Mark from Cleveland, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing, Colonel?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. Yeah. Earlier you were talking about that Army video, the couple has two mommies.
Yeah, yeah. The Disney video.
Yes.
I was a little puzzled, Mark.
Yes?
I was very puzzled by it. How about you?
Well, I saw that on the Greg Gutfeld show, and then immediately after, he played what I assume was a Russian Army recruiting video, and they were
same. No, the Russian one? The Russian one was about a young man experiencing tough challenges, focused, hard-edged, ready to kill. And remember, I was a Cold War guy, Mark. I was in Germany when the wall fell. I was trained to defeat Russian motor rifle regiments. That was what we did. And I'm very familiar with the Russian military. And I'm not sure that soft-focused Disney princess girl is really up to it. People focus on the two mommies part. But that's not the issue. The issue is the military needs to be the domain of people who want to do tough, unpleasant things for their country, not people who want to find themselves in an environment of caring and inclusion. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely, because if you're an 18, 19-year-old young man, which of these two organizations do you think you're going to want to join? I mean, you know, the one that says this is, you know, what we are going to be. You want to be like one of us, or do you want to be woke and, you know, the other group? I think, you know, it's just a terrible, terrible video, and I just look at the contrast. I mean, I was an 18-year-old young man one time, and I did join the Army, and that was not
what was your MOS?
I ended up as a armor officer, cavalry officer, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that so I commanded a cavalry squadron. Gary Owen, Mark.
I was going to ask you, how did an infantry officer ever get command of a cavalry squad?
Because the modern cavalry on a light infantry brigade combat team, it's called RISTA, R-S-T-A, Recon Surveillance Target Acquisition, is an 11 series coded slot. That means it's an infantry officer because we have a dismounted infantry company, which is called a troop if you're cavalry. Now, all these people who aren't cavalry out there, Mark, who don't know the joy of wearing a Stetson, who do not have a saber, who have not earned their spurs, are sitting there going, what the hell are these guys talking about? Well, who?
Well,
we're Cav. And if you ain't Cav, you know what?
You ain't. Yes. I got the spurs and the saber. So, yeah, I know. I would listen to Hugh talk about how he was drinking out of the Stetson.
My Stetson at my cavalry squadron's dining in. That was certainly it. But, yeah, look, people are going to get the wrong idea about Mark, and they're going to try and label us as somebody else, somehow. Well, you don't think that young ladies who maybe aren't as tough as, you know, young men are have nothing to contribute. And that's ridiculous. I think everybody's got potentially something to contribute. And I think it's sad that most people are not physically or otherwise qualified to join the military because the standards are so high. So, but the military is a serious thing, as you well know, Mark.
Yeah.
It is about fire and maneuver. It is about doing hard and heavy, scary things. And sometimes people get very badly hurt or killed.
Yes, it's not there to advance social issues or theories. You're there life and death. And if the person next to you can't do the job, then it puts you at risk.
Well, I really appreciate it, Mark. Thank you for your call. I'd love to talk to Pamela in California, if she's still on.
Yeah.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi. Thank you for your service.
I was a colonel. I didn't do anything. I just showed up. What do you have to say, Pamela? What do you have to add to the cauldron of conversation that we're brewing up here?
Well, it's something that no one ever brings up, and I think aside from playing hardball, the best way for conservatives to win is to start suing the hell out of the propaganda machines in the media.
Well, one of the problems with that, Pamela, is you can't really sue the media. Not only is the First Amendment, but you know, you really don't have what's called standing. Now, I'm falling back on my lawyer thing, and thank you for your call, Pamela. I'm falling back on the lawyer thing, but look, guys, you do get a vote. You don't need to sue them, but you do get a vote. Here's how you treat the garbage media: you don't cooperate with it. If they call you and ask you for a quote, you don't give it. You don't patronize it. You don't buy it, and you mock it. You make fun of it. Because that's what it deserves. And there's nothing that makes these self-important little twits angrier than making fun of them. So go for it. Have at them. This is Kurt Schlichter, guest hosting for the great Dr. Seb Gorka. This is America First. Stick around.
Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory-compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan. And I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest-capacity micro-compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations. Class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
We are back on America First with Dr. Seb Gorka. I am Kurt Schlichter. So, have you guys thought about other people? What are you talking about, Kurt? I mean, have you thought about helping out other people? You listen to Dr. Gorka, you know that he's got the Angel Tree Camp going. It's a campaign to help kids. He's been telling you about this annual campaign to help Angel Tree Camp for a week now, and how a special gift will provide a child with a mom or dad in prison with a special life-changing week of fresh air, the gospel, and a chance to escape from bad neighborhoods in hot cities where they face dangers from drugs and neighborhood gangs. But as Jennifer of Angel Tree Camp tells us, all that trauma melts away when the kids arrive at camp.
Getting to see the kids is so encouraging. God is at work. Their little hearts are open, and they need hope. And I think that's what I've heard in every story that the kids have shared, is that there is hope, and that's in Christ. So it's life-changing.
Please help Dr. Gorka turn the lives around of these boys and girls by sending them to Angel Tree Camp this summer. Your gift of just $200 or any amount sends a deserving boy or girl to Angel Tree Camp for a whole week. Just go to sebgorka.com, click the Angel Tree banner on top. I have done that. I have donated. I won't ask you to do something that I didn't do. You can phone your gift in too, 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. John, you've got a lot of faith in America.
I do, sir. I do. And I am going to give to Angel Tree in the next couple of weeks in honor of the car wash you ran in Iraq.
I didn't even get to Iraq. It was northern Saudi Arabia.
Oh, got it. I
was so far in the rear, they'd have to FedEx bullets to hit me.
So, Kurt, I'll get to the point. I was in a meeting. We were with some executives. We work with the biggest construction companies in the United States. We were looking at trajectory. We're looking pretty good, like a plateau, some dips and ups. But I kind of finished the whole equation, and I was thinking, and I said, you know what? America is such a great country, not even Biden can F it up.
Oh, no.
And I
did it scandalize these people?
Sticker. Oh, no, man. We're all on the same page. I'm telling you, 8 out of the 10 people that I meet, all the clients, they're all on the right side of things. That's why we still don't understand how Biden had all those votes.
Well, look, when you're a guy like you who is out there running a business and actually meeting a payroll instead of, you know, teaching a class in, transsexual issues in 14th century Bolivian dance. You've got, you know, you're in the real world, John. Yeah. You're doing real things with real accountability.
Yes.
So,
yep.
Well, thank you for your call, John. John brings up a great point. There are a lot of people out there who feel like you do. You are not alone, America. It's not just you who's going, what the heck is going on? I got gas lines over here. I got inflation. I go to buy a steak. It's 15 bucks a pound. What the heck is happening? This wasn't happening with Donald Trump. No, it wasn't happening with Donald Trump. It's happening with Jimmy Carter. Marlene, are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Marlene.
I have a questionable question.
Ask.
Do you believe that we should have a national police force bigger than the military we already have in this country? Because a lot of people do believe we should have a national police force and get rid of all the police in the country. What do you think?
Well, Marlene, thank you for your call. I think that's the worst idea I've ever heard in the history of bad ideas. The beauty of America's law enforcement is its decentralization. So it's responsible to us in our own communities, not to somebody back in Washington, D.C. Do you want that desiccated old zombie President Asterisk and his coterie of leftist cadre running our police force, the guys with guns, the guys who can put you in jail? Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. That is the worst idea ever. And I'm not sure if, Marlene, you were for it or against it. Maybe you were just being a devil's advocate to see what I'd say. But no, it's a terrible idea. Decentralization is beautiful because the closer the decisions are made to the people, the louder the people's voice. And the people must be heard. This is America First with Dr. Seb Gorka. I'm guest host Kurt Schlichter. I'm going to be right back with a very special guest. You're going to want to stick around for Mr. Robbie Starbuck.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
We're back on America First with Dr. Seb Gorka. I am guest host Kurt Schlichter. I'm very proud, America, to present this next guest to you. Now, he's a friend, but he's also an inspiration because considering his background, you've been told a guy like him can't be a Republican, much less running for Congress in Tennessee 5th. Ladies and gentlemen, Robbie Starbuck. Robbie, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Kurt?
I'm doing terrific. Now, I am in San Fernando Valley, at least the east end of it right now. You were a Californian. You lived in the Valley, and you left. Why don't you tell the America First audience what you did in California? Because it's probably going to surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, so I'm one of those mythical unicorns that worked in Hollywood and is conservative. So I was a director producer. I've directed people like Natalie Portman, Jamie Foxx, Megan Fox, big music artists like Snoop Dogg, Pharrell, Megadeth, The Smashing Pumpkins. So I come from that side of things, directing and producing.
So you were actually in the industry. You a little while ago, you took your family, you moved to the 5th District of Tennessee, where you're now. You've decided it's not enough to live conservatively. You're gonna go to Congress.
Absolutely. I'm sick of the weak leadership that we've seen in our country. And I believe that we need every country, you know, there's different periods in history where they require different things. And right now, our country needs people who are ready to rise up and fight this Marxist threat that we're facing. And I believe that, you know, I could sit there and wait for somebody else to do it, or given my family background, having my family flee from Cuba, I could be the person who does it. And so I decided, you know what, I'm not going to sit around and wait. I'm going to stand up for this country. I'm going to stand up for what's right. And I'm going to go ahead and do this.
Well, I think if people don't know, I was introduced to the Cuban culture myself because my beautiful wife, Irina, is Cuban. And we just had her family come visit for Irina's birthday. I felt like I was on I Love Lucy and everybody else was Ricky. But it was... these are such great Americans. They chose to come here. They got here and have done such great things. And they really understand the true nature of the Marxist threat in a way that other people just can't. How's that changed you and inspired you for this journey?
Well, it's baked into my DNA. You know, I know the signs. I know the threats. It's one of the principal things that my family warned me about is, number one, you know, this is what happens. This is what they do. This is their playbook. But then on the flip side, this is how lucky you are to be free. This is how lucky you are to be an American. And so those are the things that run in my DNA. And so I saw these signs as a director, producer in Hollywood, seeing what they were pushing out through entertainment, and then also seeing the direction they were going as a party. I knew that this was where they were going. And so I feel like my job now is to make sure that Americans don't have the same regrets that Cubans had, where they didn't stand up. Not enough of them stood up. Not enough of them were willing to ruffle feathers. They were afraid of losing business or friends. And in the end, they lost it all anyways because they didn't stand up. And so I'm a siren. I'm a siren blaring as loud as I can be for Americans to recognize what's going on, realize it's an emergency, and elect the right people to intervene and make sure that we save this country and that America is always free.
Well, Robbie Starbuck, tell us a little about Tennessee 5, the district you're going to run in, what it's like, what it's composed of, and how you're going to win.
Yeah, it's a very, you know, honestly, it's well, for starters, it's getting redistricted. So we're not 100% positive which counties are going to be in it, if some counties may leave and we may get new ones. But in general, this whole area of Middle Tennessee is it's an area that's focused on, you know, family, faith, freedom, and making sure that we have a future. We have so much growth here in this area. It's off the charts. We're one of the fastest growing areas in the country. And a lot of people are coming here fleeing these communist states. They call it the People's Republic of California, where you live. A lot of people are fleeing there and coming here. And a good number of them know why they're fleeing. They know they're leaving this broken policy. And so they want this place to be a safe haven for freedom. And so my goal is for Tennessee to become the freest state in the nation. And I think we're on our path there. And I think having somebody like me represent us in Congress will put us on firm footing for that to be the case.
Well, look, you can help Robbie by going to freedomforever.us, and then the Robbie Starbuck 2021.com website will be up next week. Who's your opponent? Who are you running against?
Jim Cooper, he's been there 32 years, but to be honest with you, we're not sure he's going to be the person we face. AOC has championed a new candidate, the first one of this cycle that she's gotten behind. They raised $100,000 in the first week. Odessa Kelly is the name. She is a far-left Marxist. She has just atrocious views that they're not in alignment with Tennessee values, but they're putting a lot of money behind her, and they believe that she can win a primary. We'll see if she can. If she can, then I think it's one of the pivotal races in the country to see, you know, Marxist versus somebody whose family had everything stolen by Marxism. So, you know, we need to stand up, and this is the race where we're going to do it.
Robbie, we've heard today from a number of folks that the polling on critical race theory is just toxic for the Democrats. Normal people see it, see the racial hate and division it inspires, and they just despise it. You've had some experience dealing with that, too, in Tennessee 5.
Absolutely. You know, for starters, we saw just how destructive this ideology is in California. We saw, you know, white privilege speaker come to the school and tell my Latina daughter that white children can't sit together without a minority present. They may make minorities uncomfortable. This was just total lunacy. And I did some research and found the guy was an organizer for far left groups like Antifa, and the school did nothing about it. And so we come to Tennessee, like any good parent does, pull our kids out of school and get into this conservative area and realize that it's even trying to creep into the schools here. So we actually are trying to ban critical race theory here in the state of Tennessee. We've got a bill going through legislature right now, and we just had an event with a week's notice with 1,000 parents show up with me speaking about why critical race theory is so destructive and why we need to get it out of our community.
Well, that's great. So people are talking about this, and it's important. Hey, Robbie, do you think you could stick around for a couple minutes on the other side of the break?
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Because I think you've got a message that people need to hear. And the message is that everybody is invited to the conservative party. Don't let the stereotypes fool you. If you love freedom, we're the party for you. And this is the show for you, America First. With Dr. Seb Gorka, I'm guest host Kurt Schlichter. Stick around. I'll be right back with Robbie Starbuck.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
We're back for the final segment on today's episode of America First with Dr. Seb Gorka. I am Kurt Schlichter, guest hosting, continuing my conversation with congressional candidate and former rap media impresario Robbie Starbuck. You can help him in his congressional campaign in Tennessee 5 at freedomforever.us. Robbie, what are you going to do once you get into Washington? Are you going to get there, kick up your heels, and kind of say, woohoo, parties, lobbyists, yay?
I'm going to be on the hunt. I'm going to be on the hunt for Marxists, and then I'm also going to – no, but seriously, I'm going to teach.
It sounds like you're going to be hungry like the wolf.
Yeah, I am.
80s music day.
What I've said is the lions are coming, because we need to have a lion mentality about what we do in D.C. And here's part of our problem is so many Republicans that are in D.C. right now do not understand how to use marketing effectively to be able to effectively market our message. We have the high ground on almost every single issue. But if you looked and you looked around and you tried to figure out where we are, you would think we don't, because they don't know how to message anything that we believe in. And so we need to clearly message that we're the party for free people. We are a party for the people. And we need to know how to use the tools available to us to do that. And that's something that I'm going to teach them how to do, so they can stop acting so cowardly and instead learn how to stand up for this country and do so effectively.
Oh, Robbie Starbuck, candidate in Tennessee 5 for Congress. He's the kind of guy we need in Washington. You can help him at freedomforever.us. Thank you very much, Robbie. And I want to thank all of you guys here at America First with Dr. Seb Gorka. It looks like we did really well with you Rumble folks who are watching me on video. I'm waving to you now. If you're not watching me on a video, and you should be, this has been a great day. And the good news is we've got tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to be back tomorrow. And I hope you guys will do your homework, because my Town Hall VIP column will be running tomorrow. And you should read it, because I got to say, it's super woke. I think, you know, wokeness is kind of my middle name. And that's what I do. And I really appreciate that I have a chance to get here and speak my mind, that I have a chance to come and say what I think. That's not a given anymore, folks. You know, 30 years ago, I guess maybe we could take it for granted that we had places like America First with Dr. Gorka to come on and speak our minds and say what we want. But that's not true anymore. We have big tech trying to silence us. We have the government trying to silence us. We have the media trying to silence us. They want to shame us and they want to shut us up. And we ain't going to let it happen. I'll see you tomorrow on America First.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.